Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Papa, Chris Sims on this Thursday, and we welcome in our first guest, one of the great linebackers who tattooed Chris a few times during the playing career. Brian Urlacher joins us.
Yeah, was it 05 we played against y'all?
05?
Yeah, down there in Tampa.
05 playoff. I mean, yeah, both playoff teams. We blew it. We would have came and played you, but we lost the Redskins in the wild card game, and then you guys ended up having Carolina, and Carolina ended up beating you.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, but you guys beat us today, and Brian was a great player to play against because middle linebackers can be meat-heady, right?
Meat-heady.
Right.
Thank you.
That's a phrase where they can't ever, like, talk or even be a normal guy in the field. Like, Brian was the type of guy that, like, yeah, he wanted to rip my head off, but he could also, like, help me up or be like, hey, Chris, are you gonna kneel down here before the half? Like, he would ask you that. You guys kneeling? And I'd be like, I've never had a linebacker ask me that before, but, yeah, we're kneeling.
Well, it's nice to know where we stand, you know, before halftime. My guy's being all ready to go.
Yeah, crazy.
And then they fire off and we get in a fight and someone gets a penalty. So it's nice to know beforehand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
As long as you're telling the truth.
I appreciated
the conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you know, we talked about you as a college player and then coming into the NFL and running that Tampa 2 and running the deep middle. But you had some issues coming out of college with the hair situation.
I didn't have any.
You didn't have any.
So I was still holding on a little bit coming out of college. I shaved my head bald my sophomore year, and I tried to grow back through and out in college. My first couple of years in the NFL, I had some. And then I finally figured out that it was not going to grow. So I shaved it.
And now look at it. Full head of hair.
I give you a lot of credit, man, because a lot of guys just don't have the guts or the kahunas to do it.
Yeah.
And then let alone be public about
the backlash.
Like you are. So
why'd you do it?
Yeah, exactly.
I like the way it looks. So a buddy of mine went and got it done, and he was trying to hold on to his hair. You know, so I was bald. I was cool with being bald. You know, good shaped head.
Yep.
Some guys are bald but trying to hold on to it. So I had a buddy who was in that category, and he kept trying to do his hair a different way. So he went and got this procedure done, and I was like, damn, you look pretty good. You know, in spite of yourself, you look pretty good. So he goes, you should try it. And the good thing, there's no scars from the procedure. So, sometimes they have the scars in their head. There was no scars. If I didn't like the way I looked with hair, I could still shave it bald.
Yeah.
So, but I liked it. Most importantly, my wife liked it. So that was good.
Well, that's always good. When, you get the thumbs up from the missus.
Yeah,
Restorehair.com.
Restorehair.com. It's unbelievable. It's amazing to me how many guys want to have or worried about their hair. Like, I'll have guys come up to me and go, hey, do you think I could get hair? I go, you got great hair. What are you talking about? And they'll pull it to the side and be like, well, I'm thinning. I'm like, actually are thinning there a little bit.
Right.
They cover it up pretty good.
Yeah, good for you, dude, because we've seen, like, Wes Welker, he did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if it was public, but I made it public.
Yeah, there you go. I know there's a lot of people who've got it done who don't want people to know, and that's fine, you know, but I don't really care, you know.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
When you look at the NFL right now, first of all, it's amazing because, like, you were really kind of the start of this modern-day linebacker, what we have, right? Like, these Jamie Collins.
I feel like it's changing now.
Well, but you're a guy that's a three-down linebacker that can run down the field with the tight ends of the world and be on there in coverage situations, right?
Yes.
Yes, they're getting smaller than
smaller,
you now.
Smaller, yeah.
Right?
These guys are small, fast guys now.
Yeah, it's like safeties that, like, truly.
Playing backers.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of the game now as compared to, like, maybe 10 years ago?
The physicality has changed, obviously, with the rules and everything, the way that you can't hit players.
Drive you crazy there?
It drives me nuts. The thing that drives me crazy is they protect offensive players. And they're getting better at looking at the defensive players, but the linemen cut us. They should just do away with the cut block.
Running back spear you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, anytime you're running full speed and a guy hits you in the knees, I don't think that should be legal.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to keep changing because of the way the concussion protocol is going. So I get that. It's frustrating to watch the game knowing the way they used to be when I first got in the NFL.
Yeah. When you watch a college game, and I talked to Nick Saban about this a few weeks ago, and he said that that's now one of the hardest positions to project out, linebacker, as to how a guy can project in the NFL. He said offensive tackles, which used to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Because of the way the college and high school game is played. And even linebackers, he said, are the hardest ones to project out. He said it used to be you'd look at a guy and it would be from in to out. Now we're looking at guys more out to in. Yeah. I mean, can they cover before they can?
Yeah, the game's so pass out. College football to me is just, it's so up tempo and fast now. You got teams running four plays in under a minute. Yeah. It's fun to watch. I love college football, but the game has changed so much now. And even Bama, your team thought you'd never change. It'd always be traditional offense, has changed their system now to run more up tempo and do things the way most other offenses do now in college. But that surprises me, that because Bama, I mean, if my thing is, if you can run, you're probably gonna be able to play anywhere, and you can think a little bit, you're gonna be able to play at the next level.
Yeah,
especially if you play Bama.
Yeah, when you think linebackers right now in NFL, like who are the guys that you get excited to watch? Like who's your favorite? Or
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah,
Bobby Wagner's good.
Seattle.
Yes. He's a stud. Carolina. He was out last year quite a bit, but he's a really good football player. We've seen that. Even Thomas Davis right next to him, is those two together are studs.
He took my spleen, Thomas Davis. So
he really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
He really is.
He's still playing at a high level.
Safety/linebacker type guy, too. Yep. You saw what happened to Kuechly. That's why I'm glad you actually went with Kuechly.
Yeah.
Like your head, your brain, everything tip top there.
Oh, yeah, I feel great. You know, I had one concussion that was major or recorded. It was 2003, but I was pretty solid for the most of my career after that.
Yeah.
I got like one in eighth grade as well.
Let me ask you this, though. With the way they test now, you think you had more than was what documented?
With the way they test now, I think I would have missed a couple games due to concussions. You know, I feel like you get dinged up a little bit every game, and it may not be a concussion. It may just be like, wow, that was a good hit. And you don't know the difference between a concussion and just a ding. And I don't know if it's the same thing or not. So I do believe I would have missed more games with the current concussion situation.
Who'd you grow up idolizing?
I was a Cowboys fan. You know, I grew up in New Mexico. So Darren Woodson, you know, I played safety. I thought I was big in high school, 6'4", 190, skinny. But Darren Woodson played for the Cowboys. He was a big safety, and he was a guy I looked up to. And Bill Bates was a stud, a special teams guy for the Cowboys. Anyone on the Cowboys I was pretty happy with.
I want to go one more thing about the concussion thing, because I actually got asked this earlier today by some people. Like, would you, with the whole concussion thing, I'm old school. Like, if I had got dinged, I would come off and lie and say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Would you lie too? I mean, I know if I was wrecked and like, oh, I can't call the play in the huddle, then I'd probably
different
come
story.
Out.
There was a time, but this was before concussion protocol was in. In 2001, I got dinged and I stayed in the game and tried and called the huddle. And Ward goes, dude, get out of the game. You can't even see the call. Get out of the game. I ended up missing one play, but I wasn't pronounced concussed.
Right.
But for sure, you don't want to leave games. I hate leaving games, you know, especially for something like that. You don't think it's going to. Looking back now, long term, I think you would think twice about it.
Right.
But I played with some guys who were like, "Hey, tell them my ankle hurts or something, that I just got hit in the ankle. I'm okay." Or start limping so they don't
think it's your shoulder or whatever it is. That's the
something
big thing
where you can stay in the game.
Yes.
But they think that it's that and not your head.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing too, right, is I mean, for the amount of guys that are stars and that have a lot of guaranteed money, there's 80% of them don't. So right, you feel mm-hmm. symptoms the day after a game. Are you going in and volunteering that information if the spotter didn't see it? Or are you making sure you're out there getting your reps and getting through it? Because you know what? The dude on the practice squad looks pretty good, and there's my spot.
That's a good point. But, you know, with the amount of practice that you don't hit now, I mean, I don't know if running around makes your concussion worse or not, but I know they don't hit a lot in practice these days. I know we did in my last year, and that was just when it started with the new CBA. So I think now they can kind of protect themselves a little more because of the lack of hitting in practice.
And a guy like, you know, Urlacher here, okay? I mean, he's on like this one-name basis. He's Urlacher.
That's when you know you're big, is when you're a one-name guy. Urlacher.
But he's also, with the way his career was, all pro, one of the best middle linebackers in the game almost every year of his career. Like, if he came in on a Monday or Tuesday and just said he was dinged up, like, he could get out of practice if he wanted to. Like,
for sure.
Like, the high-level players can do that, where you can be like, you know, my shoulder's bothering. Be like, well, just sit out today. You've played enough games. We know you can run down Tampa, too, and play middle linebacker.
You're exactly right. And the young guys or the guys that are just trying to get established don't have that option, maybe. You know, they have to be out there at practice and getting reps because coaches don't know exactly what they are yet. So it's a different situation, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
So now every year I get a chance to see you out in Lake Tahoe in the summer playing in the event, the American Century Championship.
And you're ditching us this year.
I'm not going to be there this year because there's a major that week on the senior PGA Tour champions, the senior players, which is a big one.
They're a little bit better golfers than we are anyway.
A little bit better, but I'm going to miss being out there.
Yeah, it's fun.
This guy is so passionate about. How long have you been playing?
So I try to play a little bit early in my career in NFL. and I wasn't very good. Then I had some back issues in the middle of my career. I always try to play a little bit every year, but when I retired, that's when I got the bug really bad again. I always played a little bit during my career, but when I retired, that's when I started getting the lessons and buying all those stupid expensive clubs that you really need to make you better. But I love it. It's so fun. You know, you're never going to be as good as you want to be. You can compete. You can always make it a level playing field with the handicaps, which I like if someone's legit with their handicap.
Like, what are we shooting here?
Well, my handicap is a 4.
Okay.
But I can't play to it right now. I was telling Bob, I can hit my driver great. I can't get an iron off the ground right now. I don't know what happened. I played great all winter.
You got the yips?
I don't have the yips yet. I'm not going to go there, but I'm having a hard time getting an iron in the air right now. It's really making me mad. Frustrating.
I would like to see that, actually. I'd like to see Urlacher get mad hitting the ball.
It's the most frustrating game. You both play. It's the most frustrating game there is because you're hitting your driver great and you can't hit your irons. You're hitting your iron great, you can't hit your driver off the tee. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. I've seen Lawrence Taylor throw his clubs into the woods at an event once. So
LT loves golf, doesn't he? Yes, he'll play 36 a day every day.
36.
I think that's all he's doing down there in South Florida.
He's good with mulligans, too.
I do play by the rules.
So, you know, here in the New York area, there's a lot of good golf.
Great golf.
Best in the country. If you take New York,
yes,
Westchester, Long Island, and New Jersey, and you wrap a circle in about a 65-mile radius, and my guys at Golf Channel, Lanny Watkins, Hall of Famer, and all those guys will say the same thing. The best golf in the United States is in this area.
I agree. We came up here yesterday. We played Wingfoot yesterday. We're playing Liberty National tomorrow. A few years ago, we came up here and we played Wingfoot, Shinnecock. We had played Pine Valley, Shinnecock, and Pine Valley back-to-back days. And we were supposed to play Balthus Raw, where you remember, but we couldn't get I think it rained that day or something. Sorry. I heard you play there a few times.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Anyway. Great golf courses, though.
They are. They're beautiful. I'm not into golf, but screw your golf conversation, okay? Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not the normal kind of quarterback. I'm a little crazy.
What are you, 33, 34?
I'm 36.
He's still trying to play hoops.
I'm 0-3 draft.
So you're not too far behind me.
No, I'm not too far behind you. Yeah.
I thought you were super young for some reason.
No.
I feel like you were in college for like 12 years.
we were just seemed like it every time you lost to Oklahoma 4 years in a row.
Hey, you know, the Chicago Bears, obviously a big national following, and there's a lot of Bears fans in New York. Is this thing ever going to get turned around?
I hope so, and I really hope it's soon. I like Coach Fox. I think he does a great job. He's won everywhere he's went except in Chicago. Tough situation, you know. Two coaches after Coach Smith. I mean, I feel like ever since Coach Smith left, it hasn't been good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been tough. They've had players hurt.
Hasn't been that good.
They just haven't been good. Yeah. I don't want to be mean or anything, but they just haven't played well. It's tough to watch. It's frustrating.
You're still lifting weights. I mean, I grabbed you from behind, and you still got pecs and arms and everything.
But my number one thing when I retired was I didn't want to get fat.
Yeah, good.
You know, I'm still not skinny, but I don't want to get too big. So I still work out 3-4 days a week, a lot more cardio now.
Okay.
I don't run.
Right.
I get on the treadmill and walk at an incline. I have this machine that burns like 500 calories in 20 minutes in Arizona in my house. So I do that once a day, sometimes two if I get bored.
Right.
When I have a lot of free time now. So.
All right, good. I'm glad you're staying in shape.
Hey, when you look at the NFC, we talked about the Bears and you know, it's a long road ahead of them, but. Yeah. You look at what the Cowboys did with a young running back last year, a rookie running back, and a rookie quarterback. The Giants had 11 wins. They beat the Cowboys. They gave them two of the three losses that they had. Packers are always pretty tough. As you look at this NFC landscape, and with the Atlanta Falcons going to the Super Bowl and now trying to, you know what it's like to come
to
off a
back,
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
So we went in 06, we were good. 06, we went to the Super Bowl. It was 07 Super Bowl. We're going to get back here for sure because we had the same core group of guys. We never got back. It's hard. You know, Atlanta has a little more talent than we had. They have a better quarterback, no offense to Rex, but Matt Ryan, MVP of the league. You know, Rex was good that year for us. But the thing I like about Atlanta is their defense is going to get better and better. They have a great defensive coach. They're going to get better and better. And Matt Ryan's not going to get any worse. You know, they're just going to keep building. But I like Green Bay. I hate to say it, but Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers to me.
Bears guy.
Thank you.
Aaron Rodgers to me, anytime he's under-centered, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games.
No doubt. It's horrible because he saved them from going 6-10. He saved Mike McCarthy's job like three years in a row. That's what frustrates me. So I have like my Bleacher Report, Sims and Lefkoe podcast, right? Shameless plug. But we have defensive players all the time.
Yeah.
I've asked probably 20 of the top defensive players in football, like, and this is in the wake of the NFL top 100 this week.
Yeah.
I always go, who's the best player you play against? I can never get the question out of my mouth without them going, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers, not even close.
For sure.
I mean, whether I've asked Darrell Revis, Pac-Man Jones, Thomas Davis, through the list, Do you ever watch the NFL Top 100? I mean, did you ever vote for it when you were playing?
No.
No.
No, I think it's a joke.
It is a joke. It's a joke.
How do you have an injured player who missed the whole season on the Top 100?
Thank
he
you.
He didn't play the season before.
And who knows who votes either? Because any player I ever talk to says, yeah. I know.
Exactly right. Yeah.
It's the issue.
Aaron Rodgers should be one every year, in my opinion.
I agree.
He runs well. He throws it well. Throws on the run. He gets him in the right plays all the time. He's so dang good.
I'm glad to hear you say. I think he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. That's how far I go with
from
Aaron
a skill set standpoint.
From a skill set. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody that can throw and run and be quick release, throw it from every angle, throw the ball 70 yards in the air. You know, throw a
Hail Marys.
I mean, they're ridiculous.
They're like pinpoint accuracy. They dropped right into the guy's arms.
Yes. You know. I will say this, not to date myself a little bit, but ask your dad about Elway in his prime.
Oh, he'd be the same kind of guy.
I mean,
yes.
Elway could run to his left, stop, and throw a 70-yard missile down the right sideline.
Yes.
Let me ask, did Elway have a lot of turnovers? Did he throw picks?
He wasn't bad. He was a little more than Rodgers,
that's what's
but Rodgers
amazing
really,
because Aaron doesn't turn the football over.
I know.
Like, even when they just have to throw the football because they can't run it,
right.
He does not throw picks. They're tip balls. They're batted down. He doesn't throw interceptions. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you were talking about J.J. Watt. Because J.J. Watt, he was the opposite of today's current athlete. Because when that list came out, you would expect most guys, like, will complain. I can't believe I'm 27. How am I not in the top 20? Or how am I not in the top 10? J.J. Watt came out and said, how am I in the top 40?
I didn't play last year.
Yeah.
Because I had 1.5 sacks. I played 3 games.
Yeah. He's got the right attitude, in my opinion. You shouldn't. Yeah, that's the way you should be looking at it. And his mentality is, I need to get better. That's why he's so good.
Yeah.
All right, so, Brian, let's give a little more plug here for Restore.
Because
you got the hair. You're looking
sharp.
Do
you like it? Does it look different to you?
No, I think you look good.
Well, you saw me last year in Tahoe, but I always wore a hat.
I saw you, the first time I saw you with the new hair was at Diamond Resorts.
Oh, in January.
The other celebrity event.
I think I talked to you for a minute.
Yeah, you did my podcast.
That was fun.
Another shameless plug.
Diamond Resorts. So when I see a picture of myself bald, I'm like, ooh. I look old. But
now you're so hot. Touch the hiney.
Want to touch the hiney.
So for the follically challenged out there, where do they go?
RestoreHair.com. They can get their consultation. They can go there, look at all the stuff that they can do. It's unbelievable. I mean, the stuff that they can do now with this procedure, and like I said, it's weird to me how many guys really care about how their hair looks. Did not realize that before I got this.
Go check out Urlacher's hair on Twitter at Restore. Brian, good seeing you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy
Thanks,
the
dude.
Golf in the
Appreciate
air.
It.
Brian Urlacher joining us here on the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.